Next item is subdivision two, huh, did I mess up?
No, you're fine.
Next item is subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC, reconsideration of condition of approval number 7.
The applicants are requesting that condition of approval number 7 be withdrawn. The letter I sent you stated what that condition was and attached. Hopefully, each of you received the letter explaining why they want that stipulation withdrawn.
Is there anyone here representing this request?
My letter's underwater, so I don't need that. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
That's why I said that.
Attached to the information for.
Attached to this. Oh, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So there's okay. This is the letter you got.
I got it. Sorry.
Rick might want to move high ground over there.
Hang around by you guys.
My name is Robert Robinson. Mr. Byard asked me to show up if any questions came up. Basically, it was my understanding that this was a request to change the condition because none of the other projects at Potnets has this type of multimodal path, but yet the way Potnets is set up, that it is very interactive and that the objectives of the multimodal path would be met by the current setup and layout of the project.
Is the thought being that this is sort of an extension of an existing project? Is that?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah, which does not have multimodal, but obviously, I'm sure you all are familiar with it, that the residents get around pretty well in all kinds of different devices. So.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, go right ahead.
On number 3, it says we will provide a multimodal path along the connector street from Bay Farm to Bay Farm Road. What is that? Where is that? I don't know where that is.
That's sort of the main
project. On the other, yeah, it's on the other side of
Bay Farm Road. Is that in the
No, that's a public road. It's just it's a road, yeah.
Okay.
And they're offering to provide a path from there into the development, but not all over the development. I think that's how I understand it.
Right.
So it's your
That was my understanding, yeah. Mr. Abbott.
And for your reference, IG, one of the reasons why I always, in my motions, I put in that there be a connector to those roads is we've had some developments that have the streets, have the sidewalks that are internal, and then they have the road out front with a paved multimodal pathway, but there's no connection. So how do people get safely from internally to out to the public road? So that's why I tend to stick that in there. Well, gentlemen, for the commission's benefit, since that was my motion, I'll share with you some of my reasons and rationales as to why I suggested the paved Monta. You might stand up though. You might want to object to it.
He's not going far.
Okay.
He's fine.
One of the reasons why I proposed the multimodal paved pathway in this project is that this is different than the rest of their mobile home parks. And for those of you who have grown up in this area and have had the opportunity to visit Potnets, it can be very hazardous driving in there, let alone people riding in their golf carts or walking. And given that they were seeking a cluster type of development, using manufactured homes, or not using manufactured homes, but using the other stuff.
Like sectional.
Sectional homes, yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Modulars.
Modulars, yeah. That it's more like the Baywoods than it is Potnets. And I thought I was giving some leeway by requiring it only on one side when probably that same night I had Zor Estates and I required sidewalks on both sides of the street. So I personally feel that for the safe movement of folks within that section, given the number of houses that they're proposing in that space, that a multimodal paved pathway is still necessary for safety sake and pedestrian travel, and perhaps they can even develop it into something for the golf carts. But that's my inclination. And the reasons why I proposed that originally, as well as a connector to the Bay Farm route.
Can I ask a question? Number two refers to an attached plot for pathway locations. Do we?
We did not receive the.
We don't have that attached plot.
My thought might be that you. I'd like to see what the attached plot is.
I think two things. I think we would like to see the attachment, and it could be that there might be members of the commission that might want to go out and look at it again. I'll admit it's up to you, sir, but I mean, I'm just suggesting that maybe that's, especially since there's was an attachment, supposed to be an attachment, I guess, we didn't get.
So I think in the motion there should be, if it's going to be approved, that's one thing. If you're, based on the comments I'm hearing from Mr. Johnson, it needs to be addressed, though, whether, in fact, there are adequate multimodal paths that serve the same purpose. I think you ought to be able to discuss that. I don't know that we can do that without the plot.
Or an inspection. Well,
yeah, right.
So, I mean, either way, I think we're going to, perhaps we need to wait, sir. It's up to you, though. Sure.
Well, I always come away with the impression that Mr. Johnson puts a lot of time and effort into his motions and studying the plots, and I agree with what he's just stated here in the last few minutes about his reasons, you know, erring on the side of safety, but I don't mind going out and taking a look at either taking a look at the site again or waiting for the attached plot
to do so. Well, Mr. Chairman, given our discussion here concerning subdivision number 2005-34, reconsideration condition of approval number 7, my motion is for deferral to allow for the commission to have further review of this matter, including the plot, which seems to be missing.
Second.
And moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC, reconsideration of condition of approval number 7, allow the commission an opportunity to receive and review the attachment referred to in the letter of request. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.